Hey there. How's it going? I know it's been a while. I have been over in my other podcast, Rethinking Wellness, for the last however many months, but I wanted to pop back into this feed real quick and just let you know about something that I thought you might be interested in, which is that my Intuitive Eating Fundamentals course is enrolling a new cohort now. And it's a cool opportunity to go through the course with a group of people all together and get some community feel to it. I designed the course for anyone who wants to give up dieting, make peace with food, and see what life is like without diet culture in charge. And I know that's many of you listening to this podcast, so I thought you might be interested to know about the course. I designed the course to help you learn how to give up dieting and learn or relearn intuitive eating so that you have your mind free to focus on things other than food, like everything else you care about in life. It'll help you learn to take pleasure in food and stop fighting your desires, and recognize, honor, and trust your body's signals of hunger and fullness, although, of course, intuitive eating is not the hunger and fullness diet, and we talk a lot in this course about how not to turn intuitive eating into a diet and how to recognize the sneaky ways that diet culture might be creeping into your intuitive eating practice. I also designed the course to help you stop the restrict binge cycle or restrict rebound cycle and find a place of peace with food where you're not feeling really out of control and vacillating between, you know, abundance and then restriction, and trust yourself with all foods, even those that you previously considered off limits. And if you're a clinician who helps people with disordered eating, a really cool aspect of the course is that it can help you deepen your own practice of intuitive eating and also learn some tools and strategies to use with your clients. And registered dietitians can get a lot of continuing education credit for this course. It's more than 33 hours of CEUs. Now, this course normally has open enrollment, and you can just join anytime. But right now, if you join before September 4th, you'll have a chance to be a part of a community of people going through the course at the same time. And that's just a nice way to get some support and connection and, you know, have some people to share with you this experience that can be sort of deep and challenging in a lot of ways. You'll get access to a community forum where you can connect with other participants during the 3 months of the course. You'll also get monthly Zoom Q&As with me for not just the 3 months of the course, but ongoing after that for as long as I can and have time to do them. And there's also well over 100 hours of content growing every month as well with those Q&As, teaching you the principles of intuitive eating and helping you troubleshoot all the sticking points that tend to come up. And there's lifetime access to that material, so you don't have to do all those hours at once. You can, you know, dip in and out as needed. If you're ready to make peace with food and break free from diet culture, I'd love to have you join us in this cohort of the course, which is open through next Monday, September 4th. And you can learn more and sign up at ChristyHarrison.com/course. That's ChristyHarrison.com/course. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll hope to talk to you and see you soon in the course, if not elsewhere on the internet. Take care.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.